You're now listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep Time is over, baby.
Welcome back, Jabronis, to another episode of Fitness, the other F word. As you can see, we are not in Studio Havana, but we will explain why shortly. Just so you know, that's a bus driving by. We still are in, technically, we are in Cuba, but we're just not in Studio Havana. We are not medical doctors. This is not medical advice. And if you don't know, now you know. My name is Summer Lee, a.k.a. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. And I'm joined, as always, 3,000 miles away from me, the man with the plan, Aaron Sakai, a.k.a. Nature Boy, Rick Flair. That's kind of, that was better, right? A little bit better?
For the third week, I'm just going to let silence prevail. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let you just do what you do.
Thank you.
Whatever that is.
Thank you.
I didn't know you were going to do the wrestling thing again.
Well, it's in honor of where we are right now and for our, you know.
Oh, this gets you influenced to be wrestling references again.
Yeah.
Do whatever you have to do. But we are on location, yes. We are on location at the gym that we have mentioned many, many times.
Many times.
Shout out Parado Power.
Yay!
Yes, exactly. Someone should be clapping now.
Yay!
And if you're wondering, there's somebody else here.
Ooh.
Well, we're going to interview Mr. Parado Power himself. But we have. Now, this is an idea. Okay, now, this is February of 2021.
Yes.
I last did decades ago, a.k.a. last year.
Ancient years ago.
Live show situation with an audience. I miss it. But
yes,
it is what it is. So I decided to think of this idea of, if we're going to do this live show, we have an audience.
We do.
But we have a covified audience.
Yeah.
Meaning the audience of one. We're not going to have groups.
We're
not going to have four or less. We're just going to have one.
One.
And we're going to have a special debut. Culmination of months in the thought process here.
Lots of hard work.
The audience of one, and is the infamous, if anybody still listens or watches this show.
All one of you.
I don't know. But if you heard a name mentioned week after week, the infamous Mrs. Drizzy is the audience of one.
Now, yay!
So you're going to see her right now.
Right
because
now.
We got what's right called a two-shot going on.
We're so stepping it up, people.
This is groundbreaking. I'm telling you, this is groundbreaking stuff. Okay, first we're on location. We have a guest live.
There's a lot of firsts going on right now.
A lot of virgins going on. And then we got
popped.
The audience of what? Mrs. Drizzy just popped it.
Yay! Thank you, Mrs.
Drizzy.
You're such a gentle, I don't know where I got with that.
You're such what?
Well, I did work out with at Prado Power this morning, so maybe
yes.
I'm low on calories.
All right, so everybody's jacked. Everybody's ready to go. Drizzy's ready to go. Drizzy's just going to... Who knows what's going to happen? Let's cut to her right now. So Mrs. Drizzy.
Yes.
Hello.
First of all, thank you very much for
thank you
joining.
For having me. Long-time listener, first-time audience member.
And thank you for being a friend as well. Can I just say that?
That's
automatic.
That was very touching.
Theme song in my head.
Gosh, Golden Girls. All right, so.
Best show ever.
I just want to say thank you very much. It is a pleasure to have, which is probably our only listener.
Yes.
And watcher.
Well, Blake too.
The infamous. Yes. We got two of them. Mrs. Drizzy is here.
And I forced Mr. Drizzy to listen as well too. So
that's right.
Right.
Technical
that's
advisor.
Right. Drake.
Mr.
That's
Mr.
Right.
Drizzy.
For the people wondering what the Drizzy's about.
Yes.
It's a reference to Drake. It's
yes.
Nothing
Drizzy
any.
Drake.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah, you pervs.
So what are we doing? We have this location here. It's only fitting. We have our guest, the owner of this place, right?
Yes.
So that's our topic.
That
we have
is
a topic.
The topic for today is our interview with the owner of this fantastic facility. You know him. You love him. Mr. Blake Parado.
Blake, come on in. Blake, it's time to join us here in the socially distant table. I have to keep reminding myself not to go right, because I'll be off the camera.
And then you'll be right off camera. Oh wait, I didn't do my
welcome,
full. So,
you have to go back out.
Get out of here. No,
we went back out.
You can stay. What I was gonna say was, our special guest, Blake Parado, aka The Rock.
Yay! Oh, God.
That was why I was asked. I did really? A wrestling
theme.
We
had to pause.
In the same sentence.
We had to pause for that. Well, sir, thank you very much for being the first guest on the fitness show.
Officially.
First live guest in a year. So it's only fitting because I wanted to have you on like the IG Lives because when the whole tier one was going on, the gyms were closing, and then you did what the word was pivot, right? And
yes.
I really wanted to get your thoughts of how did you get the whole situation of getting the weights out to the parking lot?
Yeah.
How did you get Sally to agree with that? What's the history behind all that?
That's going into the second shutdown.
Yeah.
Am I close enough?
Talk right into that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, going into the second shutdown, we had, we already had to pivot from the first shutdown. We did all our online stuff, Zoom classes. We were allowed to reopen in June with all the restrictions. Then they shut it down again in August?
Right, yeah.
End
of August, yeah.
Then I thought the shutdown was going to go almost as long as the first one. So when they had that press conference come up, I thought there's no way they're going to reopen the gyms because the cases are up and everything. Then he made that, was it Mayor Caldwell that made that announcement that, oh, he came up to the gyms. Gyms are allowed to reopen. And we were like, whoa. Then he said, but outdoors only. And I was like, whoa, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Right.
We had no idea what that meant. So actually, the Puck's Alley landlord called me and asked if we were open to using the parking lot. We were going to ask to just use like the couple spaces outside. But he said, oh, we can just give you like the whole section.
Oh, wow.
That's really nice of
him. Yeah, he called you.
He called me, yeah.
Wow.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
That's incredible. That's a swerve. I would have never thought. But
yeah, we were super lucky there. And he gave us a lot more space than I expected. I just agreed that we're going to stick to all the guidelines up to, I believe at the time it was up to 5 people, including the instructor. So technically only 4 clients at a time.
Right.
And then, so we just came up with a plan. They actually pressure washed the outside for us too.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's why we didn't actually reopen that. I think that press conference was Thursday. We took the Friday, Saturday, Sunday to prep everything, and then we opened it up Monday.
Wow.
And basically, me and my wife, Carrie, had to...
Oh, shout out.
Yeah, shout out to Carrie, who was,
couldn't is have done
any of this. Nope,
okay, she's not. That would put us at capacity, wouldn't it?
Probably take care of our dog.
Get out.
Oh, okay, well, good. That's the
dog in the back. Yep.
So you must be a great tenant for the owner of Puck's Alley.
That is exactly what I was going to say.
You pay on time.
It paid throughout the whole... Never missed a meeting through the whole pandemic.
That's fantastic. That's what
Luckily.
You get. Yes. So that was going on from ending of August till when did we eventually get to tier? Was tier one? Yeah. What? When did you?
I think tier one reopened like mid September, end of September.
Yeah.
That lasted about a month. Yeah. Then we went to tier two in October. So basically, every day we came in early, dragged out all the mats for each person. We had a bunch of racks to put the dumbbells on, pushed it outside, pushed everything back in when we closed.
Wow.
Every day for about a month.
So that's a workout in and of itself.
It was quite a workout, yeah.
Yeah.
And the uniqueness, I wanted to bring this up early, is that your gym is on the second floor.
It is,
which you don't see gyms being on the second floor because, you got heavy shit.
Yeah.
So it's incredible that you are able to pull it off and there's never been... And plus, you're obviously a great tenant because they're offering you to use the parking lot.
That's amazing, yeah.
So, yeah. Has that ever occurred as far as you being on the second floor, any kind of weird...
No, I'm surprised. Been here for 3 years.
Yeah.
Only had one noise complaint, and it wasn't even about me. There was another studio downstairs, and I think it was the H&R Block was complaining about loud music. And I was like, so the security guard came and was like, my music is really usually kind of soft because I have to talk to the clients. Come to find out that they were complaining about the other gym below me.
Oh, okay.
That was my only noise complaint.
Those jerks.
They were lucky the building is older and so it's made pretty solid.
Oh, okay.
Like when we drop the heavy weights in class, it doesn't really shake or anything.
I did wonder about that.
There's really nothing down below me, so
yeah.
You know, when you're lifting 600 pounds like I do, I always wonder. Yeah. You know, it's because
I get most worried when summer's here, because
as you should.
I don't lift 600.
Definitely.
Pounds.
Definitely. How's Mrs. Drizzy's workout routine? Is she consistent? Is she
Of course she's consistent. She's probably our most consistent online.
Of course. It was a trick question.
Obviously. Obviously, Mrs. Obviously. Drizzy.
Number one fan of your guys' show and of our online workouts.
Wow. Wait a minute. There can only be one, okay? Blake, she's our number one fan, and then she's your second fan.
Oh, well, thus enter drama for the episode. Well, so talk about the online thing. So are you still doing this currently, even though you're open? Or what's the online program?
Yeah, so we do. I guess we started with the Zoom classes. Then we converted to, I guess it's called on-demand classes, where you kind of just press play and follow along. And we were kind of building up that library because we didn't know how long the shutdowns were going to be.
Yeah.
So we have, I think we have over like 300 bit workouts now. And the idea was to also, well, worst case scenario, we're shut down for a really long time. Then our clients have something to go to do their workouts from home. All the workouts require minimal equipment. And they kind of follow the same format as we do in our in-person classes. And the other thing is, if we were allowed to open, we knew some people wouldn't be comfortable coming back right away. So they'd still have something to do. And if some people want to do a mix of in-person and at home, there's that option as well, mm-hmm. which is what most people are doing now.
So how does one access this? Do they first become a member?
No, it's actually open to everybody. So okay. We have like a 5-day free trial where you get access to all the videos, free trial. And then,
oh, nice.
Okay. It's $50 a month after that.
Nice. That's quite the deal. Summer, have you done the online classes?
I haven't, not yet.
I think you did one Zoom class.
I did do one Zoom, yeah. So, but normally Wonderful. What I do is I attend his live classes to supplement my own training.
Well said. So, Mr. Drizzy, give us an example of the online classes. How are you doing this? How's your setup at home? Do you have it? How serious are you in your home environment? It's hard to work out at home.
So. It is.
Yes. Yeah, so I've been wanting to try to come more in person. So I come like twice a week in person now, Wednesdays and Saturdays. And maybe like Monday, Tuesday, I'll try to do the online stuff that Blake has. And it's really awesome. There's a variety of different videos that you can choose from. Like there's really like strength-based ones that you can do. Or there's more of like the like HIIT circuit type of classes that you can do. He also has like mobility stuff. Because, you know, you're sitting a lot at home at your table, keeping your eye on your computer. So I've been, just kind of mixing it up. And I do it in my living room because I have nowhere else to do it. Brought all my kettlebells there, like one space of my apartment is dedicated to like all my kettlebells.
Oh, convenient. Yes.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people do that, right? They have a spot in their living room or a side room for that
like
kind of stuff.
Has to adapt, right? With everything.
And that's why she's the number one fan, because she explained it way better than I just did.
Right? She's got a gift, gang.
Yeah. Summer, you deal with this. I don't want to get in between this dramatic situation. So let's talk motivation here as far as like, so Blake comes up with these plans, these 300 classes, right?
Something like that.
Something around there. How are you finding yourself to be motivated, Mrs. Drizzy, at home to be able to want to turn this on and set this up and do the workout and complete the workout? That's not easy.
Yeah, I guess for me, like, fitness has been a part of my life for so long. Like, it really started in college. I was doing elementary education, and I had to take this health education class where you have to teach kids how to eat healthy and be healthy and work out and all of that. And I'm like, oh, how am I going to teach kids this if I'm not even doing it and modeling it? So it's just from then, in my, you know, early 20s and until now, it's just really been a part of my life. And, you know, I feel good after I work out. It makes me happy, keeps me healthy. And so that's my motivation. I want to keep feeling that way. I want to keep feeling healthy and happy about myself. And it's a stress relief, honestly. Like, a lot of people, you know, they do different things for stress relief. My coworkers were talking about doing a painting night to do stress relief, and I'm like, I'm not really a painter.
Nobody's painting. Come on.
I'm gonna work out.
Nobody's got time for painting. Tell them cut it out.
Over Zoom, of all things.
Oh, forget it.
No, thank you.
Zoom is on its last legs as it is. All right, no painting's gonna happen on there. But see, isn't this great, Summer? The great audience of one. What a debut! Isn't this great?
Fantastic debut. We couldn't have asked for a better,
just like that,
better fan.
So, Blake, give us an idea of, I want to join Prado Power. What is the situation? Because it's class-based, or is it one-on-one training too? Or what do you offer?
So in person, we offer group classes. We have two offerings. We have group classes and we have personal training. And the personal training is done in small groups of up to four. The big difference is for the group class, everybody is following the same workout with slight modifications. It's basic, more general fitness. There is a mix of strength-based and cardio-based and mobility classes, just like that's what we structure the on-demand workouts all over. And then we have personal training, in which is in a small group, but the difference is in personal training, everybody has their own individual program done through like an assessment. So basically like one-on-one training in a typical gym, there's just other people in the gym training, and my attention is divided.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a little more independent than say a one-on-one training, but you get the exact same coaching, same personalized programming and everything, and motivating, yep. So that's basically the main difference between the two offerings.
Nice. Pretty as straight up as can be. So Summer, you're back, you're doing the live classes.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, so, I do the live classes.
Okay, so like, talk to us about as a member here. How are the classes? Do you like them?
They're all right.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
So like obvious questions.
Here's the thing. So for me, I'm pretty self-motivated. I do enjoy working out by myself because I don't really like most people.
This
is why I only have one Mrs. Drizzy friend, and then
I guess me kind of,
and then Blake and Aaron. Right. Blake and Aaron tolerate me at best, but even for me, to have that opportunity to have an expert run a program and I don't have to think about it, and it's in a really great environment, and you get to be with people that you enjoy being with, and it's positive. It actually does a lot for you, physically, obviously, because it's a great workout, but also mentally, because you get to go out and do something with people in a safe, controlled environment, and you feel great afterwards. So, yeah.
That's it. You have brought Summer to come out.
Yep.
She doesn't go anywhere.
I am a hermit.
This whole COVID thing is an introvert's dream.
It is.
And that she's living the dream, yes. So, Blake, what have you seen in the fitness world as far as, because everybody had to pivot here. Everybody had to switch out and do something. Every gym, every, like the class is gyms, like the F45s and all those guys. What have you seen as far as amongst the fitness industry in Hawaii? Do you think that it's going to ever come back as far as an F45, for example? I throw them out there because they always have these packed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've seen.
Yes.
CrossFit, any CrossFit, insert name here. But do you foresee that ever returning again, even with things like the vaccine? Even with, like, how would you do it? Say we go to tier four. Would you be comfortable going and saying, let's have 15 people in here again? What would your take be on that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not I didn't follow other gyms too closely because just busy doing our own thing.
Yeah.
The way I structured the classes even before COVID is, for me personally, when I used to work out at like 24 other gyms myself, I didn't like working out next to other people. Like,
yeah,
I didn't like having a person right next to me, like on the treadmill.
Yeah, people are gross.
Even when I used to like work out with my friends, like, you know how we bench together?
Yeah.
I try not to make a big deal of it, but I didn't like lying on my friend's sweat right after they just went. Right.
No, thank you.
So, and I was actually kind of surprised. I've never actually paid attention to any other gym's classes till recently. I saw a video of like old, like F45 classes and like yoga studios. I didn't realize how closely packed people
right.
were.
Right, right.
Like in a hot yoga class, I saw a class where the mats were almost touching each other.
Yeah.
And like spin classes where like you're basically rubbing elbows as you're doing the spin classes. And I thought that was a little strange. I didn't think that was that popular. But even in our classes before, I tried spacing people out that would, outside of having more than five people, would probably still almost fit within the COVID guidelines now. Try to make sure that everyone had their own space. Minimal sharing of equipment, although with a lot of people, that's going to happen, but probably way less sharing of equipment than most other gyms have.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then with COVID, I don't see people in general in this gym or other gym being comfortable with being in a tightly packed room.
Exactly right.
With
it's the new world.
Even if like there's no, even if the mayor comes out and says, okay, you can have as many people as you want in class, it's up to how the clients feel.
Right.
I don't foresee most clients saying, okay, I see there's going to be 50 people in class, let's go right in there.
Right, well, and a liability issue for yourself as an owner, because as this progresses on, as we get to August, there's going to be the rhetoric of who took the vaccine, who didn't take the vaccine.
Yeah.
Are you allowing someone that didn't take the vaccine in the gym or not? Do you have to show a yellow card to take the class to be in the class of 15? it's going to be, that's going to be the new topics of discussion for all these gyms.
Yeah.
So at F45, I can't foresee even returning to something like that.
Because how could you, right?
I mean, because who took the vaccine? Who didn't take the vaccine? And are you going to be comfortable?
Would you even be legally allowed to ask each person?
And I was just about to say, can you even ask a health
exactly.
related
so then
question
thus it'll
like
turn,
that?
Right, it'll turn to a liability issue again for yourself as an owner to even allow 10 to 15 people. And would you even think of asking for a yellow card to enter Parado Power or not? You know, it's just those kind of rhetoric. Cause I don't
so
think
for us personally, we already plan no matter what the restrictions are going to be in the future, we're going to keep our classes to at most 8 to 10 moving forward.
Okay.
For and we're going to keep everyone spaced out. And even if, I don't know, about the mask thing, I guess we'll see how that goes.
Right.
But so, I mean, it's been pretty good response about the mask here. I mean, everyone was a little uncomfortable in the beginning, but I even kind of changed the workouts when everyone had to start wearing masks. I kind of slowed the pace down. Tried to focus more on strength in the
did
beginning.
Really?
I kind of took out those cardio aspects.
Did you? No, I'm just kidding. You did. I'm just kidding. I mean, I didn't feel it.
What are you talking about over there? You're so far away. What did you say?
No, I was because he adjusted the workouts to factor the mask.
Cardio for summer.
And I'm like,
for everybody else, it was strength.
Oh, God.
I don't know about that.
Well, this was a topic that we brought up a couple of weeks ago regarding working out with the mask. And as far as anybody starting to work out in general, regardless of the goal, ultimately it comes down to, can you work out with a mask on or not?
Yeah.
Regardless. So is there, what have you done as far as helping people adjust to working out? If they've never worked out for a long time, to now work out with a mask, is there any type of techniques or tricks you give someone starting out?
Oh, get tell them to just wear it in general, like when they go walking and stuff, just to get, even if you don't technically don't have to if you're outside.
Yeah.
Go for a walk with the mask on, get used to the breathing. One of our clients made a bunch of those like 3D masks. Because the one thing that people have issue is when they have the regular cloth mask, when they take like deep breaths, it kind of gets stuck to their nose.
Yes.
Yeah. So one of our clients made like 100 of the 3D masks that no matter, and then it's a little more water resistant too, so.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah, so finding the right mask definitely helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems that those type 3D masks or like the little thinner, like the disposable mask seem to work best. Just the regular cloth mask people have the hardest time with, especially when it gets wet. People sweat a lot.
Right.
But in general, I'd say start off the workouts a little slower. I mean, if you haven't worked out in a long time, you should start off slower anyway. I wouldn't say head straight into start doing some PRs or doing like a HIIT class.
Why? Why not? Just go for it, right? You're not going to get hurt or anything.
There you go.
Go for it.
Yeah, just
do
go
it.
For it.
Go Don't for do it. Don't do it. Go slow.
We are not doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's your claim? Say that again. So, what... Along with the workouts, do you offer other types of dieting or any type of meal prep? Or what is do you in that realm? What do you delve into that?
I help people with not full-on meal prep or meal plan because we're technically not supposed to as trainers.
Correct.
As you would know, even though people do.
You got that, everyone. All right.
But yeah, I do have help people. I help people put together like a nutrition guide or nutrition plan, more like a flexible dieting thing. The main idea is just find out where they are. Find out where they want to be and kind of meet them in the middle. I've done things that have people do food diaries, like through the apps like MyFitnessPal, help them adjust it from there. I've had people send me just pictures of their food. Kind of depends on their goals and how, I guess, hardcore, gung-ho they want to be, but really stress them taking like a flexible, sustainable approach, something that they can maintain for a long time, which usually is not a meal plan.
Yeah.
That is correct. That is correct. We talked about this, I think you messaged me on IG a while ago regarding...
I slide into your DMs a lot.
He does. it's an open kind of show. There was a thing that you mentioned. I think we got into the conversation of trying to find a good trainer or finding people that could be under you as trainers is hard to find.
Oh, yes.
Because the turnover is there and you just see a lot of Johnny come latelys. And
oh, in the industry, you're
in the industry itself, as just trainers themselves.
Okay.
Like,
I
it was a conversation. Yeah, where he was. I don't know how this came up, but it was something where you were having a hard time trying to find a good trainer to work
for
under you,
for,
or
under
for
you. Oh, I didn't realize that was a thing.
That is a major thing.
Oh, okay, okay.
And Blake, tell us why, because it's a strange industry. What have you seen regarding people in the fitness industry? I guess now, perfect timing to talk about like people that you see. why is it hard to find a competent trainer out there?
Huh. Why is it
such a case?
I guess the short answer is if they're not great, then we wouldn't want them working here. And usually if they're really good, they don't want to work for somebody.
Oh, okay.
That would be the short answer.
I got it. I got it.
That sums it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you see anybody starting out? What do you see as far as like the people that are getting into the industry for the first time? What are their reasonings for getting into the industry or maybe reaching out to you and being, hey, I want to do what you do?
Yeah.
Like how I started off as a college intern or as a college student in kinesiology, that would probably be the ideal person to start off here because they have the passion. If they truly want to help people, we assume they're a really good person. They just don't have any experience. Mm-hmm. The only other options out there would be to go to 24-Hour Fitness, which could be good or bad, depending on your experience there. Yeah. I've never actually worked there. I actually applied there and didn't get a job there.
Oh,
that was my first app. So I'm not even good enough to work at 24-Hour Fitness.
Well, we can't have everything.
There's that. there are some gyms that rent out that you're allowed to rent out. Like say you have your certification and you want to pay rent, but if you're just starting off and have no clients, it could be a rough start to try to go from no experience, trying to get your own clients from scratch and try to get your career going from there.
Right.
Or what I also ended up doing was working for somebody and learning directly under them. Someone who was really experienced, had his own gym, hired me as his trainer. So basically he would bring in the clients. In my case, if I had a trainer, I would bring in the clients. And they would train them the way I would train them myself, like kind of teach them my programming and everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And basically they would just kind of follow the plan. And a benefit for that for new people is you get to learn from somebody who is already proven it works because they already have a successful business.
They have a system.
You have a system. Learn a system. Learn from their mistakes and what worked for them. And it will kind of save you a lot of years of headache from making the mistakes yourself.
Definitely.
Yes, and you get paid for doing so.
Hopefully well, yes.
In the fitness industry, you do have some knuckleheads that come in, I guess, right? entry point can be low in the sense of you don't need to necessarily have a kinesiology degree and go get your, a good certification? Is that the reason why you can have some knuckleheads in that industry?
Yeah, I think that's why, like, the perspective of even when I first started, I think it's a little better now, but the perception of personal trainers wasn't very high because the barrier of entry is really low.
Uh-huh.
There are some respected certifications out there that you have to actually put effort in, but really anybody, there's so many certifications out there that you can just pay whatever, a couple $100 and get certified.
And you have a piece of paper.
Yeah, you can take a quiz in which if you get the answer wrong, they'll tell you the right answer, and then you take the quiz again until you get it all right, and then you're technically a certified personal trainer, and you're ready to go. So the barrier of entry is really, really low. So
very polarizing industry
An outside who's not, if someone's, and that's why it can be really confusing for a potential client or customer.
Totally.
Just Googling personal trainer in Honolulu and you find like 200 trainers with 5-star reviews on Yelp,
right?
All with these different certifications that all sound equally
if you don't know, right?
Prestigious. I wouldn't even know where to start if I was a potential client besides just Yelping or Googling.
You bring up an excellent point, because if you don't know anything and you just find some name and you call this said name not knowing what you're supposed to expect, they could tell you anything. And you're going to be like, all right, that may not
sound
right, but I'll go along with it because I don't know. And that's a problem.
Because how would you know, right? If you've never done any of this?
That's a major thing. That's the thing I saw at Honolulu Club, because there was high turnover there. They'd have like 17, 18 trainers. And about 16 of them were a bunch of clowns. And one of them. Oh, not true. Okay.
But he wasn't.
Notice I said 16 or 17. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
You have some wiggle room there.
I got it. Yes. Hashtag
who was that
my
one?
Horn. I got it.
Who was the one non-clown?
I just want to say humbly. There was a trainer before in the Honolulu Club. Okay, so Blake, you'll enjoy this.
Okay.
He got hired on. We did not know if he officially had a certification.
Okay.
the training manager back then, I will not say his name. I will not mention names. I'll mention club because it's closed.
There you go.
Rest in power.
But he hired this guy from the mainland, and eventually the word on the street was he was a porn star.
Hi-yo.
Well, he did porn. I don't know about porn star. He did porn, right? Which means he's just filming.
Okay. So,
the correct he's term is sex worker. Thank you very
that's
much.
That's something else.
I don't know if that's...
All right, trafficker. I'm just saying the word on the streets was he was a porno guy.
Okay. An enthusiast.
Front desk finds out and finds the video of him in the porn. I don't know how you search for this because he's obviously not using his name.
Oh, maybe my
he's using a fake name.
How did he
So then, and also on top of that, he is an R&B recording artist.
Oh, my God. So,
singing porn, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so that's the foundation of this guy. So then we're seeing him in action. He's with a said client.
In the gym.
In the gym.
Okay.
In the gym.
Okay.
With an elderly woman. Let's say maybe 70s.
Okay.
He then takes her to the squat rack. Bends her over. Takes the pad that Summer does not like for the squat rack.
Panty pad.
The panty pad. Takes the panty pad. And slaps her ass.
No.
In the Honolulu club.
No.
Slapping her ass. Oh
my. Hashtag Me Too. No.
And that's, this is before the Me Too movement. Would that said trainer be a part of the Parado Power family? That's the kind of people.
I would say no.
Yes, good answer. That's the.
That's
so
insane.
To get back to the question. Right, so get back to the. So Summer, that's the thing that you see a lot of. You see a lot of these jokers. Legitimate jokers. Everywhere.
That's so
and that's
crazy.
What, if you're a person looking on Yelp, and what if I find this guy on Yelp, and I'm not even gonna know? That's the problem. That's the problem of the industry. And it's tough. So.
I did hear a good saying. Most people are good at distinguishing if someone is more knowledgeable about a subject than they are, but most people are not good if two people are more knowledgeable than them in a subject and a topic. They're not good at distinguishing which of those two people are more knowledgeable.
That is a really good point.
So that's why you see a bunch, bunch of trainers. They're all more knowledgeable than you. Even the worst trainer is probably, hopefully, more knowledgeable than the average person in fitness.
I hope so. Yeah.
But you won't be able to tell if that average that the worst trainer is more knowledgeable than the non-clown trainer Aaron here.
That's right.
But no, that's an excellent point. Because,
that is true.
Okay, say we go back to porn guy. The porn guy, okay, he was in shape. So he's going to know something about something regarding fitness. But then he's going to go this other route of bending you over and slapping your ass. Right? And you're not going to know. Because you're going to think maybe this is the correct thing to do.
You're right.
You're just confused.
That doesn't actually help, right?
What did the 7-year-old lady do?
She couldn't do much.
She thought that was part of it.
She's a dainty gal. So she just was bending over. And she was taking it. Taking it, sorry.
Oh, man.
But this was in a public place. But I'm just, that's the confusion of the people that are in the fitness industry and the people that are not. Because it's very polarizing. Because people don't really follow the fitness industry. A lot of people don't like working out. So they don't know things. They don't know how to squat properly. They don't know what the push-up is.
So as you've probably seen, they probably base their choice off how the trainer looks.
I was just about to say, I mean, I think that actually can work against you, right? If you don't know any better and you're like, well, this guy looks like he's fit and he sings like a bird angel, you know?
You
I don't know how Summer picked me.
Summer, that's a whole other episode, I think. That is true. That brings Summer, you're on the spot there. You're going to have to, you have something to say.
It
probably
wasn't
not.
On how I look.
Or was it?
The world has aesthetics in mind, and I'm cognizant of that. I'm not sure where I'm going with that. I just wanted to say that, though.
Cognizant is too big of a word for me. Fresh trainers.
But you have a point there, because, okay, what is a female trainer who's hot? Who's going to be going after the female trainer who's hot mostly, usually? It's going to be old men, because they just want to be with a hot female trainer. Same with older women. They want to go with the hot-looking guy. There is that factor.
There is for sure.
The vanity is a situation.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, they have nothing else to go on, too, right? I mean.
And they got nothing else to go on.
They have, yeah.
Also, personality. We haven't even brought that up yet.
Oh, yeah.
Personality. Can the person talk and the person can't talk? Can the person relate to that said person? That's a big disconnect. The fitness people and the non-fitness people, can they conversate? And can that fitness person relate to the non-fitness person? Be able to listen to the non-fitness person?
Build that rapport.
So, right. So, it takes a lot of good listening skills and knowing what the person wants. So That could be why Summer, is that why you like?
Of course.
For my listening to it.
He's a listener. He's kind. He makes me feel seen as a person.
Makes you feel seen?
Yes.
All right. Is it?
Yes.
To do with makeup?
I stand by my what I said.
Fair enough. Mrs. Drizzy. Yeah, no, we haven't forgotten about you. What do you see as far as what makes up a good trainer? What makes it why you sign up and work out with Blake? What are the qualities of Blake here?
No pressure as I'm sitting right here.
I know.
And we stare at you.
Now is the time for the kiss ass.
No, yeah, that's really hard. And, you know, I actually was really lucky. So Summer kind of started me on my fitness journey and taught me like basics with, you know, positioning when you squat and that sort of thing. So I think that helped me lay the groundwork of like, okay, these are like basic things. So the person that I'm gonna, you know, potentially work with, like they should know these basic things as well too, so that I'm not hurting myself. Blake and Carrie, they're awesome people. They're so friendly.
Truly, yes.
Truly friendly. Carrie has an amazing job too. She's a dog photographer as well as a co-gym owner with Blake.
There it is.
Well, they're just really awesome people.
Bottom line is that's you sum it up as far as how does a trainer get business? It's through referral.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not having to put an ad out. It's he trained Summer. Summer friend with Drizzy. Drizzy trust Summer. Drizzy now train with Blake.
There we go.
Yes.
It's a simple, man. But I don't think people really get that. Is the referral basis of
that human connection,
especially in Hawaii, where everybody knows everybody in some roundabout way. So I'm going to trust what Summer is doing to go forth rather than some ad, rather than IG sponsored post or something. You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's just how it works. So that's how you build your clientele, by being that person, that persona that you obviously are, Blake. So congratulations.
Thank you. I think I just showed Irene my kettlebells and she was sold.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You had me at kettlebell.
Yeah. I just said, I have kettlebells. Okay.
Secrets out, yes.
That's how we roll.
You know, shout out to, I got to say before, if you have any other questions, Summer, but I got to say that, you know, with Irene here, we all entered in the Honolulu Club kettlebell competition.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You guys remember this? It just hit me right now.
That's right.
You did that as well?
I did that as well. Oh, wow. I entered and I won because there's nobody else that entered. So,
you didn't have to say that.
I'll figure out.
Technically won.
I got a ribbon, you know. But
when
yes.
people ask me about my competitions, I'm like, I won.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Well,
that's
anyway.
It. I won, yeah, and that's
I,
it.
I got first.
I put my foot in my mouth. Yeah.
That's right.
Just there's my medal.
Yeah, right. Just say you're first. So yeah, Summer, anything else you got before we sign on out?
No, I think that was a great interview.
You said what you had to say. You sure? You want to make a statement or anything? No?
What's that?
You don't have a statement you want to make of any sort or anything?
I want everybody to be kind to each other. No, I don't. I'm just
she
saying.
She does not want to be kind.
That's not what you want. You don't want people to be kind to each other. Screw it all. All right, so.
No. Check up. But I do. Well, check up Parado Power. It's a great facility. It's a great, I'm having
the trainer's okay.
The trainer is, he's kind of okay.
Tolerable.
Yeah.
Well, you can't use that shtick anymore, people. Yeah. Because you guys have been kissing his ass.
I know. No.
You can't say he's okay now. All right. So Summer.
It's a great place. It's a great community. I highly urge you to check it out. It'll change your life for the better.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. There we go. And I gotta say, shout out, Mrs. Drizzy.
Yay!
The inaugural audience of one. And speaking of Driz, check out the Valentine show. Sunday, February 14th, 6:30 p.m. IG Live. We're talking about Driz. We're talking about sex, dating, Tinder possibly, and Summer, if you want to. Hopefully, maybe we can use Summer's email to get some questions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Swayze.
Has anybody emailed yet?
I have gotten a few emails.
Then you have to repost the video. Repost the video.
That's
Swayze808.
Swayze808 at sleeptimesover.com.
So people have been emailing you.
Yes.
Thank God. All right.
Keep it up, gang. Keep it up.
You gotta post that video one more time, rolling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that's not. That's not. That night, that was, no words can describe. Three videos of this. We're flipping over. Blake, have you emailed her yet?
No, I want to see the video one more time, and then I'll email her.
All right.
One more time.
What, one more time. Personal time. Time. It's your own business. Email her. I know Drizzy's emailing her in an hour. She emailed her during the show. So hopefully you get more emails. Valentine's show, 6:30 p.m., February 14th. And what else we got coming up? That's about it. Summer, do you have anything coming up? Do you have anything?
We got the member your merch.
Back to you for some reason. Oh, yeah, we got merch. We got Sleep Times Over shirts. We got the Bum by You Learn hat that you're not wearing. You said you was going to wear and never take off. But you took it off.
Oh, I did take it off. Well, I didn't want to go hardcore with the merch. I was like, well, I wear the shirt.
So. Well, at this point, we're whoring it out at this point. So, Blake, once again, man, thank you.
No,
much.
Thank you for
yes,
having me.
Thank you so much. Thank this was awesome. Much.
Blake Parado.
Yay.
Parado Power. Woo! Located in
honored to be the
Puck
first
Sally.
Location.
Puck's Alley. Yes. Second floor.
Infamous Puck's Alley.
Second floor Puck's Alley. Puck's Alley.
You know what infamous means? More than famous. That's Three Amigos reference. Sorry. I guess we're Rob? Somewhere we're
yes,
good.
We
right.
are.
Thank you,
so.
Thank you, Mrs. Drizzy.
Thank you to Mrs. Drizzy. Thank
we're
you to
out.
Blake. And we will see you next week. Wash your damn hands. Bye-bye.
All right. Very good.
All right.